Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spurs in full cry here.
Welcome, listeners, to The Extra Inch. My name is Windy, and I'm joined by my sidekick and best friend, Bardi. Hello, Bardi.
Hello, Windy. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. All the better for our last-minute winner, the best kind of winner. How was it for you?
It was pretty good. I mean, any last-minute winner kind of gets rid of all the problems and everything else that had come before it, and all you remember is the joyful finish.
And it kind of, it's better when you've given up hope of something happening, and it was so last minute, like towards the end of the stoppage time, that I personally had totally lost any hope of getting a win from this game, which makes it just the better, right?
Yeah, I was convinced that everybody was on an elaborate troll to get me in our WhatsApp group, because via Sky Go, and it's notorious for being a couple minutes behind, and I think it was on 92 minutes for me, and obviously it finished for you guys, and I thought they're just winding me up, but no, the ball did run all the way through to Sonny, who finished lovely.
And it was a great finish by Son, but it was just amusing that Engels let the ball slide under his foot as well, having obviously he scored their second goal. To see the ball just squirm under his foot on its way through to Son was just joyful. I loved it. So what did you think generally about the performance? A lot of people have said that they weren't overly impressed with the performance. I thought offensively we were pretty effective. How did you find the game?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting game. It was we lacked control, which is something that's been a constant theme at the moment with Mourinho's team.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was Aston Villa swung at us and we swung at them. And if you're going to go toe for toe versus Tottenham, you have to be careful. And the fact that Villa were given as good as they were given it, like they were trying to beat us, did play into our hands. And even when we went 1-0 down and we were playing terribly, there was still enough hope and enough space and enough chances being created that I just thought it was just a matter of time until we started taking those chances and we would end up blowing them away. Because as good as Grealish is, it's Grealish versus Son versus Lucas versus Bergwijn and the rest of them that eventually our quality had to tell.
Yeah, exactly. And we had a really, I thought, shambolic first sort of 15, maybe 20 minutes. But once we came through that period, we did start to assert ourselves. And you mentioned the chances there. I mean, Dele had probably 4 very presentable chances to himself that you'd normally expect him to stick at least 2 away. Son had a couple as well, and was a little frustrating in front of goal for much of it, despite obviously scoring 2 goals. There were other moments as well. I thought, like you said, Villa were pretty much, I was going to say one-man team, but I thought Samatta up front for Villa toiled away really well against Toby Alderweireld, who wasn't at his best. But Grealish was the main player leading the attack for them.
Yeah, but it was nothing more than just huff and puff. There was no, it wasn't like Manchester City or Liverpool where they have a system and they're consistently finding the spaces and moving the ball, triangles and everything else. It was get the ball to Grealish and see what he can do, or just swing it in and hope for confusion. And there's only so long you can do that for. It's not a sustainable tactic. And I always felt confident that if we just survived, it would get through. And when we went in at halftime 2-1, I thought that's it. I thought we would bury them. And had we taken those early chances in the second half, we would have been out of sight and we could have cruised through the rest of this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think in hindsight, we probably shouldn't be too down in this game because we created loads, and another day it's like 4-2 or something, and you don't even worry about the defensive lapses. It's kind of Ozzy Ardiles style Spurs football, right? It's just score one or two more than the opposition.
I mean, there has been kind of criticisms thrown at Mourinho that we're not creating chances, but I think in that game we created more chances than we have in our previous, 23 shots we had in that game, which is more than our three previous games combined. And if you think back, even the half chances, Bergwijn had two blocked, one on the line, one within the 6-yard box. Son had countless opportunities where he needed to lift his head. And as you said, Dele missed at least three really presentable chances. And you score them, narrative changes, and we walk away from this game as a game that we started wobbly but then controlled from there on in. But, Spurs like to do it the difficult way.
And dare I say, Bardi, that we were right about Lucas and Son. So Lucas was on the right on this game. Son was through the middle. That's what we kind of wanted throughout this period without Kane. We've not liked Lucas playing up top. And straight away, Lucas, I thought, was a lot better. Probably one of his best games in recent weeks. And Son comes away with two goals. So that seems to be I hope that's the blueprint now, right?
Yeah, I think so. And Lucas did a lot of help in the second half, doubling up with Aurier to kind of get rid of Grealish. He even put a few kind of naughty challenges in, which I did kind of like, the old school way of, let's just kick Grealish as many times as we can to see what happens. And the referee, fair play to him, he didn't book anybody. I didn't think any of the fouls themselves, even Aurier's ones, were individually merited a yellow card. But I just thought by the end of it, I thought we'd amassed enough of a kind of back catalogue to at least warrant one yellow card.
I don't know. I think you get a more fussy referee, and Aurier goes in the book for that early one where he pulled him back. That's one of those where referees just usually take any pullback, they'll go, yep, you're having yellow for that. That sets the standard for the rest of the game then, and kind of cuts back on those types of fouls. But like you say, Aurier was trying to impose himself on Grealish, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. My issue with Aurier in this match was he didn't know where to be positionally. He was meant to be, I assume, he was meant to be really high up on the right again, because we had Ben Davis playing the kind of withdrawn left-back role, and Aurier just wasn't finding the right positions. Grealish was obviously exploiting the fact that he was high up, and then Alderweireld was, well, due to the birth of his second child, he'd had limited sleep, and it really showed. That was the worst game I've seen from him in a long, long time, and Sanchez was having to defend on his own at times. Sanchez was great, by the way. I was really impressed with Sanchez's performance.
Five assists as well.
Yeah, we needed him. We really needed him. But
that ball he played through to Son for the winner was like Bonucci, mate.
Nah. That's a lump forward, and it's very lucky that he made it through. But
fire assists. I really liked Eric Dier's assist to Alderweireld as well for the first goal. That surely goes down as a Dier assist, yeah, on fantasy football.
Yeah, absolutely. What were you?
To have him in your team.
Yeah. Were you surprised to see Dier's name in the starting 11?
I think it was very much an eye on the Champions League tie. I think Lo Celso probably would have started had the midweek game not been there.
Mm. I have a theory about Dier's inclusion. I don't know if this is correct at all, but it's just a theory. So he actually played a lot more advanced than Winks for the majority of the game. He was the one being asked to press. And Mourinho's obviously had this bit of time. The players had some time off, but Mourinho's had a bit of time, a week or so, to work on the training ground. And when we were at our best under Pochettino with Dier in midfield, not the Dembele and Wanyama midfield, but the Dembele and Dier midfield, Dier was a pressing midfielder. So he wasn't just sitting there in front of the defence. He was regularly pressing as well. And perhaps Mourinho thinks that Dier can be a useful presser in a pressing system. That was probably the most I've seen Spurs press under Mourinho. There were a couple of moments where we kind of had them penned back and then someone didn't do their job. And I guess they'll be looking at tapes to work out what went wrong and trying to perfect that. But what do you think to that theory? Could Dier have been there because we're trying to implement more of a pressing system?
No, I don't think so. There was an article today in the Guardian, Chaos Replaces Control at Jose Mourinho's Anarchic Tottenham. And it was written by Richard Joly. And he said of Dier, he spent much of his time pointing and some of it shouting and not enough actually doing. At 26, he already looks the next footballer. And I think that pretty much sums up Dier. There was times where he should have pressed, but he was so deep. And there was other moments where he should have been dropping deep and he was just caught out. I think he's really easy to play around. He leaves massive gaps wherever he plays. And the only time he actually looks effective is when he drops into the back line to help out the defence. I think as a central midfielder, he's gone. And I think his future lies at a mid-level team as a centre-back.
It's sad to see. I mean, my own view is that he's quite an astute, intelligent footballer whose body has just completely let him down. He just can't get about the pitch anymore. You certainly wouldn't want Eric Dier lining up against Leipzig. That would be a recipe for disaster. So I can see why he played in this one and not in midweek. And Mourinho did reference the fact that he was going to have to rotate this week. So we saw Tanganga come out of the team as well, which I guess in a sense is good news for him because it means that perhaps he'll play against Leipzig and then Chelsea. So he's being rested for the, in inverted commas, easier game, which shows perhaps that he's very highly rated now.
Yeah, it was good. Ben Davies needed minutes. He had a shaky start, but then after that, he put in more tackles and made more interceptions than anyone else. He made an incredible block as well that would have put us 2-0 down. So he survived his rough start and he settled. And he's still only 26, which is amazing. He does seem like he's been around forever. And I think
he does.
He's our second longest serving player after Lloris.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
He was really good, Davis. I was very pleasantly surprised by his performance. I mean, Mourinho has absolutely put his arm around him, metaphorically and probably literally. He likes him. He likes him for the system. He likes his maturity. I think Davis could even be a future captain material. He's pretty vocal. And if Mourinho likes him that much, then maybe he'll give him the armband on occasion when Kane and Lloris aren't playing. So I was very pleased to see Davis back. It's nice to have another option in the squad. And he was partnered on that side with Bergwijn, who I thought had a terrific game. What did you make of his performance?
He's fantastic. I really like him. He's got all the qualities that Lucas has, but none of the kind of obvious failings that Lucas has. He seems to be a lot more smarter, a lot more in control of what he's doing. He makes good decisions. He makes decent passes. And I think he's an excellent, excellent signing.
But on the basis of those first two performances, he's kind of taken to it much more quickly than I would have expected and will definitely be useful this season. I mean, he's already been useful this season. So he scored in his debut. He nearly scored yesterday. He won the penalty. And although you could argue that he perhaps should have released the ball earlier in the chance where he won the penalty, I thought he really intelligently protected the ball and kept it away from Engels and invited the challenge. I thought that was very smart play from him. And it was a definite penalty. I was surprised that it wasn't given straight away by the referee, but luckily the video assistant referee picked it up.
You're completely right. He was really smart there. And even there was an opportunity he created for Dele as well, where he crossed it, where we'd been seeing Lucas and Son arrive in that kind of position and then just turn into trouble or turn away from it. So, yeah, very smart with how he played.
And what did you think about Dele? Because he's got a lot of criticism for his performance because he missed so many chances. It's really hard to know how to sort of rate the performance because in some respects, he did so well. His movement was exceptional to get into those positions to get the chances in the first place. And I think overall, you'd have to be pleased that he's getting those chances. It means he's doing something right. The fact that he didn't put them away is a shame and certainly black marks against him. But overall, I thought he was really lively, really involved, and I was quite pleased with his performance. How did you find his particular individual performance?
Yeah, I thought for the most part he was good. I mean, you could see the role he was playing was very much come deep, collect the ball and move it on quickly. Had that been Kane playing that role with two faster chaps either side of him, I think Kane would have got a hatful of goals.
Mm.
This Dele role, I don't mind it. And I think we'll probably see that again on Wednesday where he's coming to collect the ball and flicking it around the corner or laying it off for someone else. Like he'll lay it off and then someone will make a run in behind and the ball will go over the top to them. So I think we'll see that more often now.
Yeah, and the fact that he's higher up the pitch than in recent weeks is encouraging to me. I personally prefer him higher up the pitch. So, yeah, I would be very happy to see that continue. Barney, I wanted to get your thoughts as well. There was an article today by Sean Walsh for 90 Min Football in which he talks about whether Son is now essentially a better player than Harry Kane. And that seems like a kind of clickbaity title. The article itself is a lot more nuanced than that. And Sean's kind of talking about Kane's injuries, the fact that Son, although he's not playing well at the moment, is still scoring regularly. He's now got 6 goals in his last 5 matches. And I think we've kind of hinted and alluded to the fact in recent months that Son is one of our clutch players. He's so vital to us. He's, in my view, he's one of the few elite players, truly elite players we've got that, you know, most clubs in the world would want in their squad. What do you make of that idea that Son is now challenging Kane for being our, if not our best player, one of our most important?
No, I think he's definitely challenging Kane as our best or most important player. I think he's carrying the weight of the team reasonably well. I think some of it is it's coming down to his son. He thinks he has to do everything himself, which is a problem. Hopefully that kind of attitude changes and he starts to release the ball a bit quicker. But as a more effective player, is, you know, they're very different. I think had Kane played yesterday, I think he would have got a hat trick. But then Son got 2 goals. But I don't think you can compare them directly because obviously they're very different players. But who is more influential? I still think Kane is more influential and more important to this Tottenham team. And I think Kane is more important to Jose Mourinho. Even though Son is crucial to the team, I think if you went to ask Mourinho, which one would you rather have fit right now, fit and firing, I think he would choose Kane over Son, which kind of sums up who's more important to Tottenham.
Yeah, I think I pretty much agree with every word you've said there. And Kane obviously is so talismanic, having come through the academy as well. He means so much to us as fans. And while Son is incredibly popular amongst Spurs fans, there's a connection between us and Kane that Son just couldn't ever have. And for that reason, he's the most important player we've got and one of the most important players we've ever had, I would say.
Yeah.
I think Sean's had a bit of backlash today, slightly unfairly. And I think it's a timing issue myself, because had he posted that while Son was in peak form, then perhaps people will be like, yeah, you know what, you might have something there. The fact that Son's, you know, he's admitted himself he's not in his best form, it's probably not the best time to be saying that he's better than Kane now.
Yeah, I think if you compare goals to limbs ratio as well, I think he might be slightly in front of Kane, because just off the top of my head I can think Watford, Swansea, now Villa. I think he's definitely got a better limbs ratio than Kane.
The thing that was funny about yesterday's Son performance was that he lacked composure on a couple of chances early on, and then suddenly he decides he's got composure when the pressure is on unbelievably. So 94 minutes he's got to beat Pepe Reina, who's had the game of his life, and he picks a beautiful finish. He angled it absolutely inch perfectly. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's just something about Son that sometimes when he has to overthink things, he tends to make mistakes. I mean, Son's best goals have always been quite instinctive. Even the goal against Burnley where he ran half the pitch, it was literally, I'm going to get my head down and run. So he didn't have to think about it too much. The goal against City away in the Champions League, there was a banger he scored against Leicester away as well. I think a lot of his best moments do come from when he's head down and strikes it. Because I think we even spoke about this a while ago, about Son running and how he dribbles with his head down and head up. And sometimes when he's got his head down and he's just thinking about banging it, then he is more effective.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I'm absolutely not having his penalty run-up technique. No. That was an absolute mess. He made it very difficult for himself to score that penalty purely from the run-up. And I hope that's coached out of him pretty soon if he's going to be taking our penalties going forward. That was not good.
No.
We're hoping to get some thoughts from Nathan following this. But what do you think... And also, sorry to say, we're going to try and do something post-Leipzig. We're recording this Monday night. What are your thoughts ahead of Wednesday? Do you think there'll be lots of rotation?
I don't think there'll be much rotation. Mourinho's kind of said himself that the front three have to play. I guess Bergwijn, I haven't checked this, I apologise. I guess Bergwijn isn't cup tied. I don't think PSV played in the Champions League this year. So I think we'll see the same three up front. Lo Celso will come into midfield for Dier. And then I think there's a question mark around Dele and Ndombele, but I'm pretty sure Dele will start. And then I think the back four will remain the same, but with Tanganga possibly in for Davies, depending on how quickly Davies recovers from Sunday's game.
Yeah, and are you expecting Jedson to get some minutes in the next couple of games?
Yeah, I think he'll continue to be what he's doing, an impact sub who I think he's a great footballer. I was a bit unsure about him, but he's got this lovely rangy striding way about him that he and for someone so tall, he's really graceful. He's really got some great close control, and the more I see of him, the more I like of him. And he's almost got a bit of Dele about him, the way he runs, but I think he's just a little bit better defensively. So I've got big hopes for Jedson. I'm going early on him to say he's going to be a pretty good player for us.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't impressed with his first performance, but since then he's done really well, and he had an impact again in this game. There was a particular bit of skill out on the right where he kind of held off his man and then just flicked it past him and was away. It was just fantastic. And it's always helpful if a player can beat a man one-on-one. That's a nice asset to have in a midfielder. And like you say, he's got that rangy style of his telescopic legs and definitely looks a little bit more nimble than Dele, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I like him. I do like him a lot. I can see why he was so highly touted. I'm not sure. I don't know the ins and outs of the Portuguese league, so I'm not sure why it didn't work out for him. But he's definitely got a skill set there that no one else really has in our centre midfield.
So there you go. You heard it there first. Jedson to score the winner against Leipzig on Wednesday.
I think he's cup tied.
Oh, okay. So scrap that.
Sure, yeah, I'm pretty sure he played for Benfica in the Champions League this year. So yeah, that's not going to happen.
I thought he was in our squad. I could be wrong. I thought he was in our squad and could play. But yeah, I guess we'll find out Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Extra Inch. Thanks to Nathan A. Clark for production. Thanks to Bardi for being Italian. Thanks to Adam Gardner for the artwork. Thanks to David Lindner for our intro music. You can find him on Twitter at Davey Shambles and his SoundCloud, D. Lindner. Do check him out. He's great. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at The Extra Inch. Email us via podcast@theextrainch.co.uk and subscribe via your usual podcast platforms. And if you do enjoy the podcast, consider leaving us a rating and review. That would really help.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.